Good morning and welcome to the morning call here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining me this morning is Brian Barks. He is with the Food Bank of the Heartland. And Brian, I guess,
talk a little bit about the food bank.
Sure. The Food Bank for the Heartland is based out of Omaha. And our responsibility is to help folks in need in 77 counties here in Nebraska. We also serve 16 counties in western Iowa. So we actually have more counties to serve than any other food bank in the country, which is quite a challenge. This year so far in 2010, we have seen food distribution increase 33% compared to 2009 and over 50% compared to 2008. This year, we are on pace to distribute close to 9 million pounds of food to folks who need it here in Nebraska and in western Iowa. Mm-hmm.
And how important, especially, is it during this holiday season to really kind of amp up those efforts?
Very much so. What we receive in contributions through the holidays will really have to last us through the summer months. We are grateful that we live in the greatest state in the country, and that while our need has increased, our donations have as well. We have seen an increase in monetary donations as well as food donations, both from individuals and from corporations from all corners of the state of Nebraska. And we can't begin to thank folks for those donations. Now, at the food bank, Food Bank for the Heartland, if you give us $1, we'll be able to distribute approximately 3 meals to folks who need it. Here in Adams County, there's about 4,200 people who live in poverty, and that's a significant amount. At the Food Bank for the Heartland, we will, in our service area, which encompasses 77 counties in Nebraska and 16 in western Iowa, approximately 22,000 different people will reach out for emergency food assistance in any given week. That's 22,000 in any week. And so the need is increasing quite a bit. The economy, as far as what we can tell at the food bank, if the recession is over, we have not seen it. We're seeing new people reach out for help for the very first time. Just the other week, I was at a food distribution where there was a 28-year-old mother. She had a $31,000 a year job. She was downsized and could not find work. And she came to a distribution event that we held to seek help for the very first time. And that's what's causing our increase is we're getting new people reaching out for help who've never had to reach out for help before. And that's what's causing the big increase as far as food distribution is concerned at Food Bank for the Heartland.
Okay. And you're sort of out here mobilizing kind of today. What is sort of your effort? What's sort of your plan here today?
Well, one thing that we're trying to do is to reach out to areas of the state, which quite frankly, in the past, our food bank has not done a good job of. We want folks to know that Food Bank for the Heartland in Omaha is here to help all 77 counties in our service area, and Adams County being one of them. What we do at the food bank is that we distribute food to other nonprofit organizations, who then distribute to the folks in need. And so we're out looking for other nonprofit organizations that could potentially serve as a distribution point for the food that we collect in Omaha and then distribute it out here into Adams County. And if there is someone who is interested in being that distribution center, they can go on our website at foodbankheartland.org, get all the contact information there, and get in touch with us, foodbankheartland.org, and we would appreciate it very much. Again, there's 4,200 people here in Adams County who live in poverty. These are folks who may not know where their next meal is coming from. And at Food Bank for the Heartland, we can help. We want to be a resource to help. And so if somebody's listening to this that can help, we'd love to hear from them.
And that's the best way to then donate then is off the website?
Absolutely. You can, if you want to donate monetarily, there's an easy way to donate right on our website, foodbankheartland.com, or foodbankheartland.org, I'm sorry. And again, for every dollar that's donated, we're going to be able to turn that into 3 meals.
Well, I know a lot of people in the area will really appreciate the effort.
You bet. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.